On today's show, Season 2, Episode 9, Being Different and Facing Rejection. Today I provide a personal description of times when I felt different and even broken. For the question of today, I answer a question about whether or not I am a real Taoist. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hi, how you doing today? As always, I hope you're having a great day. Today I'm going to talk about being different and facing rejection. I see others being really busy with their lives, and I just idly wait by for my next opportunity in life. Many people turn to their academic institutions or their religious institutions for the answers, and many people feel like they have their answers. And I'm the first to admit I don't have all the answers. People seem happy and joyous, chasing their dreams, while I sit by expressionless and blank and bland too. They have their nice possessions. I envy them, yet at the same time I have everything that I need. I am owned by no one. I drift along and take what I can from my body, which is not my body but the world as a whole, which I care about more deeply than myself. I guess I'm just different than most people. Now you may think I'm translating the Tao Te Ching, maybe chapter 20. I am and I am not. This is a description of who I am. Some listeners wish I would dive more deeply into Taoism writings. Others wish I'd get more personal. Some like my way of applying this ancient wisdom without necessarily doing it line by line, chapter by chapter, or a direct interpretation. And last week I was more philosophical. Today I will get a little bit more personal. Some of you who have read my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, noticed that I had previously written another book called Differently Me. And Differently Me is a book about living on the autistic spectrum. Occasionally I will get questions about this or aspects of my life. So not to bore you, but just to satisfy some of your curiosity and pull some Taoism into it, I want to talk about our uniqueness. Before I do that, I want to tell you what I believe is the best advice to live by, which applies to both difficult life situations and to yourself. And that advice is the advice contained in the Serenity Prayer. It challenges us to accept the things that we cannot change and the courage to change the things we can, while hopefully having the wisdom to know the difference between the things that we can change and what we can't change. And those things that we can't change are the things we must accept or just let them be. We often don't work at changing what we can, while we overexert ourselves in attempts to change the things that we have little to no control over. And then we turn to numbing things by overworking, drinking, sleeping, technology, or any other unsuccessful and temporary avoidance control strategies. Anyway, back to my topic of uniqueness. We are all unique. We all have our own stories. We have times in our lives when we felt we fit in, and then we have times in our lives where we feel like we didn't fit in. I want to share times in my life when I felt different and how those times helped me grow and culminate in who I am at this moment. Now, if you're new to the show, you may wonder if the show has nothing to do with Taoism and reject it. So I want to encourage you to listen to previous and future shows to see if you can read between the lines on any of my episodes, and then you'll see that there's truly Taoism there. Lao Tzu said it is the child within us that can see the mysteries of nature, and that we should return to having the simplicity of the child within us. Now, without going into a big, long story, I'll say as a child, my parents would have described me as being shy. I was born to a mother who was 45 and my father was 15 years older. He was 60 when I was born. In the 1960s, that was a very risky pregnancy. I didn't talk much in my early childhood, but when I did talk, they used unusual vocabulary. My peers distanced themselves from me and I from them. I don't remember what grade it was. Maybe it was like first or second. A teacher had a conference with my parents and told them that I was slow. I remember my parents being furious on the way home. After that, I remember being sent to get intelligence testing done at the university in Oklahoma. All I remember from that was putting together puzzles. The next thing I knew, I was put in, I guess, what would be the equivalent of a gifted and talented classes today. It seemed almost overnight. I went from being considered slow to being considered highly intelligent. Doctors didn't know how to label me. They labeled me as hyperkinetic, but couldn't figure out why I was so quirky. While other kids were playing sports, I would be home playing with action figures and daydreaming in my room by myself. It wouldn't be until my adult years, when a child of mine was diagnosed with mild autism or Asperger's disorder, that I would be diagnosed as such. My wife and daughter, however, were very normal. So yes, I had written this book. It was a bestseller in its class for a while on Amazon, called Differently Me, and it was a book about neurodiversity that highlighted some of the issues in my life that were caused by my brain being wired differently. And it included some social goofs and gaffes, one of which I remember was when I first went to college, an attractive female was talking to me at a dance. I had met her purchasing books in the college bookstore that I was attending in Kansas City, and she was from Oklahoma, as I was. Anyway, at the dance, she seen me and started talking to me, and then she introduced me to her friends who were sitting at a table talking during this dance. After a while of talking, she looked at me and said, "Hey, I think I want to dance now." So based on my past, I had taken that to mean she was done talking and was trying to get rid of me. So I replied, "Okay, have fun, see you later," and I walked off. I didn't realize my goof until one of her friends ran into me a day or so later and said that I was such a jerk for not wanting to dance with her. I had no clue. Now, obviously, that wasn't the only experience in my life of a social gaffe. In high school, I had thousands, but that was just one off the top of my head where just perfect example of me not taking hints. Sometime, I should tell you about how I met my wife. That's a good story. It's humorous and magical at the same time, but I shouldn't go into it right now because this is a podcast on Taoism. But anyway, I want to say I've learned to look and act more normal, but I still have issues with my mind going blank during conversations, not knowing when to speak or what to say, walking off when people are talking to me, difficulty with sarcasm and jokes, not recognizing people out of context. If I see somebody, it's kind of like a face blindness. If I see them in one context and then I see them later on at a store, I might not recognize them. Not smiling and having trouble with proper eye contact, either too little eye contact or staring too much. There's a whole host of things. Those are a few things off the top of my head. Whether it's a mental or a physical impairment, people tend to think of themselves as broken when they have one of these impairments or differences. Maybe I shouldn't use the word impairments. When you feel broken, you can feel worthless, alone, or rejected. Lao Tzu in chapter 42 says the highest ranks of people, in his words, the kings and rulers, think of themselves as being broken. In a weird way, when we lose aspects of who we think we are, including our health, there is always something to gain. I would imagine many of you have had situations where you felt rejected, where you felt like you didn't fit in. Rejection destroys us when we see ourselves as broken versus unique. Think of all the musicians, such as Prince, who were booed off stage before making it big. What if they would have given up? Recently, I have applied to many different job positions, as I mentioned before. Positions for companies that post that they do not discriminate based on age, gender, disability, etc. I have both a bachelor's degree and a master's degree and an exemplary work record. Yet I'm over 40. I'm over 50, actually. I've been rejected by everything I've applied for, from managerial positions to the lowest level position jobs. When we tie ourselves down to these rejections, we can go into despair. As Taoist, we can be in the world and yet above it, or at least an observer to it. What about you? What ways do you feel different? Do you ever feel like you don't fit in? Do you ever try to push yourself too hard and exhaust yourself? Do you have any physical or mental impairments? Do you have physical issues or mental issues such as ADHD, phobias, anxiety? Have you ever been rejected? Jobs or relationships or broken marriages or even by your own family? This week, try to embrace your uniqueness and don't allow rejection to impede you from moving forward in your life. Time for the question of today. Today's question, I'll abbreviate this, comes from Dr. S. Dr. S. writes, "You don't mention any credentials that you have. You rarely quote Lao Tzu. You don't discuss what qualifies you as an expert on Taoism. You don't even discuss any formal training in Taoism philosophy." Dr. S., thank you for your comment. I find it to be very accurate. I rarely quote Lao Tzu. I don't discuss what makes me an expert or even claim to be an expert. Your comment is what I believe to be a hidden compliment. For those new to the show or to Taoism, it may appear that this person is criticizing me. On the contrary, I believe that if Dr. S. was truly criticizing me, he or she would have framed the comment in the form of a question. Additionally, if I responded defensively to the comment with a list of credentials or the like, it would have validated that I do not have a grasp of the Tao Te Ching, which states throughout that the whole book that those who know don't speak, along with recommendations of humility, teaching without instruction, etc. In regard to not directly quoting Lao Tzu much or saying that this or that is Taoism as reflected in whatever chapter of the Tao Te Ching or in Chuang Tzu, if you have seen the original Karate Kid movie in the 1980s, you know that Mr. Miyagi didn't start out saying this or that is a karate move. In fact, when Daniel was painting the fence, scrubbing, and doing all the work, he didn't even realize that he was learning karate from Mr. Miyagi. All without Miyagi teaching it. Likewise, I've always taught and influenced without necessarily, quote, teaching. The famous hypnotist and psychiatrist Milton Erickson would often teach people without them realizing it. He would often even use gentle hypnotic suggestion in the same manner. Now don't worry, today's standards require informed consent, so in no way am I going to hypnotize any of my listeners. Dr. S. could have and probably already looked at my background, which is really not hard to find on today's internet. As a former psychotherapist, it became ingrained in my head to hang credentials on the wall of my office. I would meet with people in a formal setting, and I would dress very nicely. I agree that people need to see a level of professionalism in that profession, particularly. In private practice settings where I was allowed to move my desk and arrange my office however I wanted, I would try to make it comfortable and make sure that a desk nor a computer was between myself and the client. However, I would have much rather met people in a coffee shop or outdoors, which would have probably not worked out well in that profession due to confidentiality. Speaking of professionalism, I love how my primary care physician meets with me, how she comes in the room relaxed, in ordinary clothing, talks to me directly using pleasant words and smiling. In contrast, some of the younger specialists that I see wear their white doctor's jackets, sit behind a computer, type as I talk and look at the computer versus me, and seem rushed to get through the questions on their computer screen. I love meeting with all of you right now, where you're at. You're probably not in a business meeting right now. You're probably either in your car or the gym, walking, or at home. Or if you're on a break and you are at work, you're probably not in a really formal setting right now while listening. It's great to be able to meet people where they are at. And yes, if you look deeply into that statement, there is Taoism in there. In the realm of Taoism, I'm not ordained in any way. As far as other aspects or credentials, I didn't continue my license in psychotherapy. I still hold certifications in fitness training, life coaching, and some forms of mindfulness. Credentials in the form of pieces of paper mean much to many people, and they are an important display of regulation and that certain expectations were met. But having said that, experience in my book counts much more than a lack of experience in pieces of paper. I continue to study and to obtain certifications such as mindfulness practitioner, etc. But I now look for inexpensive forms of credentialing, as I found that some of the inexpensive courses online have the same or better information than some of the high-end cost college courses that I've taken in the past, some of which were taught by instructors who didn't do so well in their practice and became college teachers. So Dr. S., I want to thank you for your question. I wish you peace and love, and I hope that I either answered your question or provided an adequate response to what could have been a compliment. Update. In a recent email conversation with Dr. S., it turns out that I was correct, and that this person was giving me a test of my humility and also indirectly quizzing my knowledge of what it means to profess to be a Taoist. Luckily, I passed. And I don't always portray myself as being humble. Sometimes I'm overconfident, and other times I'm underconfident. I guess we all have a ways to go, huh? I want to thank those of you that have sent me kind emails. I love hearing from you. I really love the encouragement. Thank you. Before I end the show, I have a few quick messages for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. Hey, that's all for today's show. I'll see you next week. Have a good week. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
This podcast is a Coach CMC production.